Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Brett Butler. Batting second. The shortstop, Julio Franco. Batting third. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting fourth. The DH, Pat Tabler. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Mike Hargrove. Batting sixth. The right fielder, George Vukovich. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Joe Carter. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Tony Bernazard. Batting ninth. The catcher, Butch Benton. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Don Schuels. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The catcher, Charlie Moore. Batting third. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Robin Yount. Batting fifth. The DH, Ted Simmons. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ben Ogilvie. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ernie Riles. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jim Gantner. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Rick Manning. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Ray Burris. And now, play ball. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Manning. Butler reaches second base with a double. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Manning. Franco reaches second base with a double. Butler scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Riles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler strikes out. Two outs. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove takes first base on ball four. George Vukovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vukovich hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Manning. Vukovich reaches second base with a double. Franco scores. Hargrove moves to third. It's 2-0, Indians. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Carter for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor hits a line drive into left field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore takes first base on ball four. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Moore moves to third. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hargrove scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Simmons for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard strikes out. One out. Butch Benton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Riles misplays the ball. That's an error on Riles. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Butler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Benton moves to second. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvy hits a fly ball into left field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Indians. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Butler. Gantner reaches second base with a double. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Gantner moves to third. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schultz fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Schultz. Manning moves all the way to home. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. It's Indians, 2, Brewers, 2. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-1 in the game. Molitor strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Brewers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0-for-1 in the game. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0-for-1 in the game. Tabler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Riles fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hargrove hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Moore strikes out. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-1 in the game. Cooper strikes out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Brewers 2. The Indians will come to bat. George Vukovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vukovich is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Vukovich hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-1 in the game. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Riles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Vukovich moves to second. One out. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0-for-1 in the game. Bernazard takes first base on ball 4. Butch Benton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benton is 0 for 1 in the game. Benton hits a pop-up towards short. Ryle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Butler hits a fly ball into right field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 1 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0 for 1 in the game. Ogilvie hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Riles hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Butler. Riles reaches second base with a double. Ogilvie goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2, Brewers. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Gantner hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-2, Brewers. Rich Thompson now pitching. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0 for 1 in the game. Manning hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 2 in the game. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Franco hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Franco moves to second. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0 for 2 in the game. Tabler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Franco moves to third. 2 outs. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hargrove strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Indians 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Moore takes first base on ball 4. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 2 in the game. Cooper hits a fly ball into right field. Vukovic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Yount hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Moore moves to second. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 2 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Moore scores. Yount moves to third. It's 6-2, Brewers. Jamie Easterly now pitching. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ogilvy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hargrove has Yount trapped. There's the throw to Benton and over to Jacoby, who tags Yount for the out. Simmons moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Riles hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. There goes Simmons trying to get to home. Butler throws the ball into Benton who tags Simmons who's trying to score from second, for the out. Ogilvy moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. George Vukovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vukovich is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Vukovich hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Vukovich for the out. One out. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-2 in the game. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Riles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bernazard hits a line drive into left center field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Butch Benton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benton is 0-for-2 in the game. Benton hits a pop-up towards short. Riles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Indians 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Gantner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Manning hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gantner moves to third. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-3 in the game. Molitor hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gantner scores. Manning moves to second. It's 7-2, Brewers. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Moore hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-3 in the game. Cooper hits a fly ball into left field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Barkley now pitching. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Yount hits a fly ball into left field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Gibson now pitching. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Butler hits a fly ball into right field. Ogilvy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first, with Gibson covering, for the out. Two outs. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Jacoby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Indians 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a fly ball into left field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ogilvie hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Jacoby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Riles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco misplays the ball. That's an error on Franco. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Gantner hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0-for-3 in the game. Tabler hits a fly ball into right field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hargrove hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Vukovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vukovich is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Vukovich hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-3 in the game. Carter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Vukovich moves to second. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Bernazard strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Indians 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Tom Waddell now pitching. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Manning hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Molitor strikes out. Two outs. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Moore strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Otis Nixon pinch hits for Butch Benton. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon hits a fly ball into left field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Butler strikes out. Two outs. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Franco takes first base on ball 4. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Jacoby strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 7, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.